This week's podcast is brought to you by painoutsidethebox.com. Pain Outside the Box is a coaching and educational venture on TMS and neuroplastic pain. Miriam Gauci Bongiovanni, the founder, is a coach and a mind-body practitioner who offers specialized one-on-one coaching as well as self-paced virtual programs designed to get people out of chronic pain. Her latest program, called Pain-Free Breakthrough, is a transformational training consisting of videos, readings, meditations, and other tools aimed at chronic pain recovery. The program will get you to implement TMS knowledge into practice, and it includes an editable workbook where you'll be able to journal, track your progress, and do the inner work. Check out her website at www.painoutsidethebox.com. Welcome to the Mind and Fitness Podcast. I am your host, Eddie Lindenstein. And before we get started, I want to make sure that I thank the patrons of the podcast. There's actually two new patrons of the podcast. Shout out to Dominic and Sasha. Thank you so much for jumping on. And if you're interested in contributing monetarily, go to patreon.com/ the Mind and Fitness Podcast. So Dominic and Sasha and Sylvie, James, John, Brooke, Jason, Colette, Mindy, Irina, Kelly, Tony, Francisco, Michael, Victoria, Anthony, Jen, and Nate, Christina, Ross, Julie, Brian, Arnie, and Barb. Thank you all so much for continuing to support the podcast. Honestly means the world.
It is Thursday, December the 2nd. Hopefully the audio sounds okay. I have a different setup today. I come to you, I'm on the road for work, which it's so weird to even say that. I'm currently in a city, Bellingham, Washington, which prior to the pandemic I was in all the time. I was usually here 2-3 times a week, and I don't think I've been here for work. I was here in August for a few hours, and then maybe in June I was here for a few hours, but outside of that I haven't been here since really March of 2020, which is so crazy to say. But normally I have all my gear with me. I'm actually going to turn this down and see how it sounds. Normally I've got my Zoom H4n recorder. I've got my dedicated microphone, but I picked up a Zoom H1n recorder, and that's what I'm recording on today. And I'm using actually a built-in mic, so hopefully it sounds okay. It's gonna be a fairly quick episode today. The plan was to actually have I don't want to give up too much, but one of the experts, one of the doctors involved in the recently published Boulder back pain study, is going to be on the show for next week. It's had to get moved a couple of times. We were supposed to do it a couple of days ago. We were supposed to do it on Monday, and he asked to reschedule it. And recording it as you're listening to this later on today. So hopefully it actually happens, but that'll be out next week. But I'm super excited for that. So I thought that maybe today's episode. There's a thread on the Facebook group for this podcast, which is called The Deleters of Pain. You can find us on Facebook by searching The Mind and Fitness Podcast and then clicking on groups and then going to the associated group, or you can just search for it. But I've kind of been running through this ongoing thread, which I'd welcome you to add to that thread, because on weeks where there's not a guest, that's typically where I'll be pulling information or pulling what do people want to listen to or want to hear about. But this most recent one comes from Andrea, and it really caught my eye because she had said, so she had a couple of things in here that she wanted touched on. Post-surgical pain that becomes TMS. So I want to address that one first before I go on to the more in-depth one, which is the second thing that she had asked. Post-surgical pain that becomes TMS. Now, if you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, you know that in 2016, I had shoulder reconstruction surgery. I dislocated my shoulder training for a weightlifting competition and had surgery. It was my imaging said one thing from one doctor, and then another doctor said something else. And then when I actually had the surgery, what they found was not the same as what I'd been diagnosed by any doctor. So who really knows? And who knows if it was really the basis of my pain? But what's interesting is that, so this was on my left shoulder. So I had a rotator cuff tear.
a labrum tear, and I went in and I had the repair done. So I get the repair done, and then I go through, you know, I wake up and I'm fine. I start the rehab process and I go twice a week to physical therapy, but then I also am doing at-home physical therapy, 2 sessions per day, 7 days per week, and I did this for 4.5 or 5 months. I get fully restricted for all activity, medical restriction for all activity. And then I start having really bad spasms in my back and in my neck. But initially, the biggest part of my pain that had come back was in my shoulder. And it was a lot of the same symptoms that I had had, with my shoulder. And I remember one of the comments that I made to my wife was like, well, what if they missed it? What if they, you know, didn't fix what they were supposed to go in and fix? I thought I'd re-tore my labrum. And that was the very first thing that I thought had happened. And I went and I saw, a couple of different chiropractors, physical therapists, and then I went and saw the surgeon that did my surgery and all this kind of stuff. And they had ruled that out, that I couldn't have torn my labrum again, just based on some of the strength tests and things like that. So they say I didn't. And then my right side, the same spots start to hurt. And then I had thought, gosh, did I tear my labrum on the right side now? but again, thinking back, having it go from left side to right side, you know, left side was ruled out. So then I started thinking about right side, and then symptoms kind of become global. And what I mean by that is they start occurring in a lot of different places, which just, you know, not fun to just kind of keep chasing the symptoms. And so that's one thing that I would think post-surgical pain that becomes TMS. That's kind of how I interpret that. And maybe what you mean is like, my knee hurts, I go and I have knee surgery, and then my knee hurts maybe from the spot of the incision or something like that. And maybe give me a little bit more clarity if I'm off, totally off on this. But that's kind of what I think here. Again, I thought I re-tore my labrum or re-tore rotator cuff. I go and I have that diagnosed. They say there's no way. Then the pain moves to the right side, same spots, same places, but I thought that I had maybe tore the right side. And then, you know, I'm like, oh, well, that's crazy. What are the odds of that happening? And I start getting symptoms all over the place. And thoracic outlet syndrome was usually the most diagnosed. So, you know, it is what it is. So the second part of this is, what do you do when you have a chronically horrible situation in your life that can't change? Think a special needs child. And you know, this is mainly the reason for your TMS. My nervous system in constant fight or flight. I cannot seem to get out of 2.5 years of TMS work, curable groups, journal speak, TMS therapists, and I'm stuck. So a chronically horrible situation. I've touched on this kind of stuff. Normally when I'm talking about these kind of things on this podcast, it's like a relationship that you're in that becomes abusive, and those are things that you need to absolutely get away from. A job that continuously treats you bad that you can get away from to go and do a different job, that's something obviously that's acceptable. But where I think that the mistake is made is when you say that this is the reason for your TMS, because you have all this stress and you have stressful situations, and of course that's leading to fight or flight, which at the basis of it I suppose is TMS. However, it's really the interpretation of that, and I think that in a lot of ways, when people have situations that really carry on or they carry a lot of extra stress, these particular situations, that they have a really hard time finding indifference or even just saying that this really is what it is. And I've talked about that phrase and why I hate it forever, but then I find myself using it a lot, because it really is what it is. There's nothing that you can do in this particular situation. So just letting that anger or that rage or that sadness or whatever, let yourself feel it in your body and experience it. But then that's kind of it. And this may continuously get filled up like a reservoir of rage, which Sarno talked about, but allowing yourself to experience it. Because I totally hear you. You cannot get stuck. You cannot seem to get out of this 2.5 years of TMS work. And maybe that's the problem. Maybe it's too much work. Always feeling like you have to journal, always feeling like you need to do curable, always feeling like you need to do journal speak, always feeling like you need to go see a therapist. And if those things are not really yielding results, it tells me that you're not experiencing the emotions inside of you, when that's probably the thing that you need to do most. And it is also the thing that you are ignoring, is just allowing these things to be felt internally. You go back and listen to a couple episodes that I have done about somatic tracking or somatic experiencing. And also I've called it the Stark reactor in the past. Like, these are very much visceral feelings that you likely will feel if you can meditate on it for a little bit, maybe 2-3 minutes,
And just sort of I think the easiest way is really just to visualize your sternum. And you're going to start feeling something. This uneasiness might make you feel anxious. It might make you feel just sort of scared of what's going on in your body, and your heart rate might start racing and things like that. That's what's missing, is really the experiencing of these emotions that are getting buried and they're getting repressed, because you have to be there for the child. And it's totally okay for you to be angry or upset or overly stressed about these kinds of things. But ultimately, the remedy is really just experiencing it. It's not doing all the work of the different things that you had talked about. So I'm going to leave you with that. Very short episode today, 10 minutes or so. But thank you to the sponsor. I will be back next week, and I hope that this audio is okay. And if it sucked, then I won't use it again. But gosh, it sure is handy. It's about half the size of my cell phone, and it's a really nice recorder. So hope everybody has a great rest of the week, and I will talk to you next week.